Hello, everyone. This is Jim Lucy, Editor-in-Chief for Electrical Wholesaling and Electrical Marketing, with our first EW Executive Insight Short Take Podcast. Our Short Take Podcast will be bite-sized audio posts on a whole bunch of different aspects of the electrical wholesaling industry. They will only take a few minutes to listen to, and you can hear them on your favorite podcast player when you're on the road, relaxing on your back deck, or taking a break from work. We think they'll be a great addition to our longer form EW Executive Insights Podcast that offer in-depth interviews with industry leaders and our popular Today's Electrical Economy podcast sponsored by Champion Fiberglass. Our first Short Take podcast explores the news that rocked the electrical vehicle industry this week, Tesla's decision to cut hundreds of jobs from its supercharger business unit. Tesla's network of 50,000-plus installed superchargers have been the gold standard in the EV charging industry for their fast charging times and dependability. However, after enjoying several years of good vibes, tax incentives, and the launch of an impressive array of well-crafted electric vehicles, 2024 has been a challenging year for the EV market. After the first wave of early adopters bought their vehicles and convincing other potential buyers to trade in their old rides has been tougher, many of them are waiting for less expensive entry-level options to hit showroom floors. There were some issues earlier this year with EV charging stations and frigid temperatures that gave the industry a black eye. And after being seen by many as the next Steve Jobs for his amazing technological innovations at Tesla, SpaceX, and other companies, Elon Musk has become a rather polarizing figure. You have the publicly held EV manufacturers and charging companies have seen their stock prices drop over the past year. And the recent news that Hertz plans to dump a sizable portion of its EV fleet has not helped the industry very much either. On top of this cycle of negative news comes the report that Tesla had reportedly laid off several hundred employees in the supercharger business. While Elon Musk says he will hire some of these employees back, many in the EV industry are worried that Tesla will not be able to support and grow its supercharger network with these massive cutbacks. Compounding the concerns and the impact on the EV industry is the fact that drivers of other manufacturers' EVs can now charge up at Tesla superchargers. Few people in the EV industry know the impact of Tesla's supercharger network on the future of these EVs better than Kyle Connor with Out of Spec Motoring. Kyle's online reviews of new EVs and charging stations are must-listen-to content and must-see content for folks interested in EVs. Connor has reported on the Tesla's decision in several YouTube videos and has spoken to many of the former Tesla employees who were laid off. He said in the most recent video that Tesla hasn't said much yet about his future plans for the network, other than it wants to improve the dependability of its existing locations. Thanks for listening to this EW Short. We hope you'll enjoy the future ones as we get them recorded over in the coming weeks.